This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
To err is human. What's that from? What's that a quote from? Is that Shakespeare? To err is human. Who said that? I want to know. I want to know. Can you show me? Google you amazing thing. Alexander Pope said to err is human, to forgive is divine.
To forgive is divine?
Yeah. To err is human, to forgive is divine. That's about as Christian as you can get.
I'm not going to forgive Skype for what they've done to me, though.
It's unforgivable.
Yeah. It's one of those unforgivable Harry Potter curses. Skype. Yeah. The fourth deadly curse.
It's the application we shall not mention.
Exactly. That's a good one.
Oh, Skype can suck a bag of dicks. That was a nightmare.
Skype a cadabra.
Man.
Yeah. Oh no, it's the curse that makes you unbearably connected. I can't think of it, what it does. It's the curse that gives you bad internet connection.
That would be awful.
Yeah.
I love that quote by Will Ferrell that says, if you want to get to know somebody, like the real person, who they are, put them behind a slow computer for like 30 minutes, and you'll find out.
Yeah, no kidding. I was, that's basically what I felt like on the way back from Denver, driving that POS vehicle.
Yeah.
Going like 50, everybody's passing me. I am literally the slowest thing on the road. Sorry for all you people that listen who may have been passing between Denver and Utah that had to pass me. Oh, I was losing it.
Yeah.
I remember hitting a point where there was 6 hours ahead of us, and I was just like, I'm going to kill myself! 6 hours of this torture. Oh, it was so bad. My mom was riding with me, and I had to, like, hold it all in, but I was losing it.
Why was he moving them up here? Did he sell them up here, and they were just bringing them up here? Or was it, like, a repossession?
So, Denver had the hailstorm, and one of their lots, I guess, that sells trailers or whatever, was like, ah, screw it, we're getting rid of these ones that got hail damage. Mm. So they freaking ransack them, steal the propane tanks, the televisions, the VCR, a fridge. And this is the dealer, so they haven't even ever been sold.
Wow.
Pieces of crap. Anyway, they ransack them and sell them on the auction. But they just conveniently don't take photos of everything they took out of it. So there's no evidence of saying, like, hey, you guys took this.
Yeah.
Oh, but we bought it at the price thinking it would come with a fridge.
All the amenities.
A TV.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That sucks.
So we get there, pick them up, and my dad brings them home to sell them.
Wow. Does he have to replace everything, or is he going to sell them bare bones?
I think he'll replace some of the things in it, but not all of them.
That really blows.
I know, right? He thinks it was one of the salespeople that worked for the dealership.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, these things are going? Psych!
That really sucks. What are they going to do with a VCR player?
Exactly. Like, what the heck, man? I guess there wasn't a TV in it, my dad said.
That. Yeah.
But every time they take the propane tanks without fail,
yeah.
That's not that big of a deal, but still.
So they have, like, kitchenettes? Is that what they use the propane for? Like a stovetop?
Yeah. These are like those trailers you get with the drop-down back,
yeah,
where you can pull up four-wheelers or snowmobiles in it.
Oh, okay.
So the front half of it is like a kitchen bathroom,
yeah,
and whatever. And the back half is just open space with, like, I guess a drop-down bed from the ceiling. Like
part utility trailer, part camper?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty
for
cool.
For hunting or four-wheeling, snowmobiling.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Right.
On road trips.
Yeah.
At 50 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh, I was going to kill myself. That vehicle should not be allowed to tow anything except itself.
Yeah.
Even carrying passengers will probably overheat it.
Slow it down.
Yeah, it sucked.
Hmm.
I was going to kill myself on the road. Just drive it into a ditch.
That sounds super fun, man.
Like Groundhog Day, just drive off the cliff. Like, who gives a shit?
Existence is
pain. I'm going to kill myself. Exactly.
Oh, good old Meeseeks. Ugh, I've just had such a feeling of mediocrity all week.
I've just had I want me time now.
Yeah.
But I don't get it.
Story of my life, bro.
I just feel like summer's rolled around, and I want to work and play.
Yeah. All work, no play makes Ian a poor sap.
Yeah, and I'm poor as it is.
And you gotta have some relaxation time.
Right, I have a Chicago trip planned in August, and what else do I have planned? I have ideas of what to do, like to go to Moab, go camping, hiking, temp, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't really have people to do it with. I mean, I probably do, but I'd have to talk to them, you know? I want to go see Guardians again this week, but I need to ask somebody to go with me.
Mm. I was supposed to see that yesterday, but I decided to just sleep instead. I slept like all day Saturday. Just had to catch up. But yeah, man, I'd be down to do stuff whenever, but usually the best time is every other week.
I have a feeling that most of the stuff that I'm going to want to do...
The boys are with your mom, and I have some time to...
What? Yeah, see, I hear the delay.
Yeah, but what?
That's the problem earlier. But anyway, most of the stuff I want to do, I feel like, is going to have to happen during the weekdays, because I work on the weekends, so yeah. Anyway, yeah, I feel like most of the stuff... I work weekends up here in Logan, and during the weekdays, I have a lot more flexibility. But if I were to plan something in, like, late June or early July on a weekend, I could do that now in advance.
Mm. I still think it'd be awesome to go to Yellowstone in August and see the eclipse.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to overlap with my Chicago trip.
Chicago?
Chicago. What is it? Summertime.
And the living's easy. Rodney's on the mic with Ross MG.
Eclipse.
What?
It's August 21st. Yeah, I might be in Chicago during that.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Let me double check that.
There's always a solar eclipse coming.
Nuh-uh. It's like two or three times your lifetime.
Yeah.
For it to be close enough for you
to get a glimpse of it. Oh, man. What was that executive order that Trump put out about, like, religions having more freedom in politics? Was that what it was?
I'm not sure.
Man. That, to me, is just so weird. Like, religions are already the most free thing. Corporation, I guess, is a word you could use for it. Because it functions kind of like that if they get involved in politics.
Right.
Like, that's so anti-American to me. Because you're supposed to have your church separate from your politics. Like, they're already tax-exempt. How much more freedom do they need? Know what I mean?
Correct.
I don't get it. Weirds me out, man.
I'm not overlapping with the eclipse. That's a good thing to know.
Cool. Maybe we can go then. Have to start planning. Because that's like 3 months away.
Exactly.
Right around the corner.
I've got a song stuck in my head now.
You know, the only way to get it out.
Play it at the end of the podcast. And then get copywritten for it.
Yeah. Slapped on the hand. It's a pretty big fine to break copyright laws. And you get fined up the arse. Hardcore parkour.
But we do it anyway. We do it anyway. We illegally download music.
I haven't done that in a while. I just use Pandora. I don't really have a need to have music downloaded anymore.
That's like the only way to keep myself sane at work for 8 hours is to have Pandora open.
Yep.
So I have that going while I sit there. I guess the worst thing that's happened at this Vivint location is that somebody is diabetic, and they had their lunch stolen out of the fridge twice.
Wow.
So they're super PO'd, and they went up to the supervisor, and they're like, I demand to know who took my sandwich. And the supervisors are like, oh, okay, we'll check the cameras. But I haven't heard anything on the situation. That was like 2 or 3 days ago.
Super important sandwich.
I feel like that is pretty common in the workplace, people stealing other people's food.
Yep.
I've never worked in an environment like that, though, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it sucks to get things stolen. I remember back when I was working for a warehouse, I had an e-cigarette, and it was pretty expensive. It was like $150 for it, and they had us leave all of our personal items in the manager's office in like a little cubby thing, but they didn't have cameras. They didn't have wasn't lockers. They had lockers for the full-time employees, but not for the people who were just barely coming on, which I was. And this one day, they ended up having like 5 iPhones being stolen, a few e-cigarettes, which mine was one of them. They got stolen. Like some people had cash stolen from their wallets. And we all came up to the... Oh, hold on.
If you really love me, take me to Disneyland.
Yeah.
I'm going to start telling people that now. If you really like me, take me to Disneyland.
Exactly. They actually did bring me back a pretty dope R2-D2 mug.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty awesome.
But anyway, you're saying you got robbed the whole place.
Yeah, they stole all this stuff and went up to the manager and asked him about it. And he's like, oh, we'll look into it, but we don't have any cameras. And his door's not even locked. So people just walked in and took whatever they wanted.
Wow.
Such bullshit. I ended up quitting like a day after, but man, it was a nightmare.
Yeah, that would suck. Well, I gotta start getting ready to go to work, so I don't know if you want to cut it close.
Yeah, we probably have an okay amount.
I have an hour 13 on what my thing is telling me. If not, they'll just have to suck it up.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm trying to find something. I just don't feel myself. It's weird. Hopefully I'll get there sometime this week and get my motivation back to... I don't know.
I just want to get paid a lot. I've been like calculating my checks that are coming up, and I'm just come on.
I'll get this then, and then deposit. I'll have enough to get this.
Exactly. Just give me the money now.
Yep. I'm just so ready for AI to come around and take up everybody's jobs, and then we'll just get a government basic income enough to make a living, and then everything you make on top of that is extra. And you just do stuff you want to do, like podcasts or YouTube channels. Like, if everybody had time to do stuff they wanted, don't you think we'd be a happier society?
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Free time in order to think and philosophize.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird thing. 'Cause we'd have AI all over the place, which is smarter than we are, smarter than we could ever be, really.
I chihuahua, no bueno.
Or AI could just decide that all the excess oxygen is bad because it makes computers rust, and then we'll end up dying off because all the oxygen's gone.
You took that from Portal.
That's in Portal?
Yeah, that's in Portal.
Oh.
Doesn't she, like, put you to sleep with that weird gas stuff?
I don't
Gladys?
Know. Cake is a lie. How's that for fake news?
Yeah.
The cake, man.
I guess.
The cake is a fucking lie.
Oh. I don't even like cake.
Yep. There's no cake. There's no cake at the end, man.
I don't even like cake. So joke's on
you. That's all society is. Society tells you that there's cake at the end of your life. There's no cake.
That's
life doesn't get easier as you get older.
I'm ready to die. Right. Just kill me.
That's what I was saying with the school system, man. They just prep your mind into thinking that being unhappy is okay. Just scraping by is fine.
I love it. Living
sad,
day-to-day.
Man.
I don't even know what I'm going to eat sometimes.
Yeah.
It's the best. Sometimes,
weird, man.
When you're a man in your room, you cry because you don't have food.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. Yeah. All right. I think I'm going to cut it here.
All right, man. Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. So really, it's what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.